Is this heaven?
No, it's a podcast. Welcome to the Field of Geeks podcast.
And welcome to episode 156 of the Field of Geeks podcast. I'm Josh.
I'm Mitch.
I'm Megan.
How's it going, guys?
Hello.
Going.
Megan. Good. Megan's back after a long leave of absence. There you go.
You guys should all thank me for that too. I was not the most pleasant person to be around.
Is it safe to say you welcomed another geek in the world?
I did.
Yeah, future co-host. Well, we'll have a show called Little Geeks, and we'll just put kids on
it.
There we go.
Yeah.
Be like a Saturday morning cartoon.
I feel like they know more than we do.
Yeah, probably. Be like tech talk. Like, really? Wow. I didn't know that.
Oh, my goodness. TikTok and YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Now's a great time, by the way, to have your children watch YouTube, since we're in the political environment, and I think that my six-year-old could probably tell me more about who's running than I know currently.
Oh, I know. It's terrible. It's terrible. Luckily, I have YouTube Premium, so
I
get to bypass that. But it's not on every device, so I'll know which one isn't set up when I like watch it. I'm like, oh, this sucks. I'm gonna sign in my other one. Oh, it'll be over soon. And then the next round will happen of ads. Just the way it is.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
That's crazy. Well, that's what's great about streaming, right? You can kind of avoid that unless you've... Of course, if you have Hulu or something, you don't have the commercial-free one.
Hulu, I feel like, is up their ads.
They have a little bit.
Yeah.
Hulu, yeah.
It sure feels like it, at least.
I was going to say, I feel like you get... I don't know how to say this. You get a little bit of show, and then it goes straight to commercial, and then a little bit of show, and then commercial again.
Yeah.
More than what it used to.
Hmm.
They're probably just trying to push people to get YouTube or Hulu TV or the Hulu commercial free. I don't know. Maybe it's probably a gimmick, you know? It's like, we'll get them tired of these commercials.
Hulu Live you pay for, and you don't even get it without ads, so.
Really?
That's like you gotta pay an additional $9 to get it without ads, so.
Crying out loud. They just want to bring cable back, don't they? Their price is a cable.
Well, they're one of the cheaper ones, though.
Yeah.
As far as what they offer, I mean.
Sure. I think like YouTube TV's like, well, it might be the same or more. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, YouTube TV's like $55 or something like that.
Jeez. That's insane. Yeah, I'm good. I'll just keep buying all these other streaming services then. Plenty to choose from. So, I don't know if... I know Megan hasn't probably been to a movie for a while. What about you, Mitch? Has it been a long time since all this COVID started?
Let's see. Last movie I saw in theaters was Birds of Prey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was before COVID, for sure.
Yeah, that was in February, I
think. Sure. That was a pretty good movie. Did you like that movie?
Yeah, I thought it was good.
I liked it. I thought it was good. Yeah. It's a lot of people kind of seem to talk bad about it, but I thought it was a fine movie. It was not a mess at all, like Suicide Squad. So
no,
it was actually a healthy outing Suicide of Squad. Harley Quinn. It was actually edited right, and I, you know, this just came to mind.
We'll get another Suicide Squad, and we'll get to see, you know, what James Gunn can do.
Absolutely. I don't know if you guys have HBO Max, but they got the Harley Quinn cartoon on there now, and it's so good. It's funny, and I think Kaley Cuoco, is that her name, from Big Bang? She voices Harley Quinn, but it's really funny. It's just like they take the Batman world, you know, Jim Gordon, he's got like a 5 o'clock shadow, and he's just kind of like, he's not the Jim Gordon, you know, so they kind of just have a different look at our famous characters, but it's so funny. Like, it's laugh out loud funny. It's definitely not for kids. It's bad
LOL.
Words. Bad words everywhere. So, but they don't shy away at all from that. But yeah, the reason why I brought up theaters to begin with is I wanted to let everyone know out there, and you guys, of course, too, you know, hashtag right now that's they're trying to make the rounds with Save Your Cinema. So mm-hmm. it's basically, you know, COVID-19, it's hit a lot of businesses, made them suffer, and the theater industry is really needing help, you know, to remain open. And, you know, they're an industry that employs over, you know, 150,000 employees. And with Congress, we can hopefully help them with those, you know, expenses. So all you have to do really is go to www.saveyourcinema.com. And you fill out this form. It doesn't take long at all. And mm-hmm. It just notifies Congress, like, hey, I want the theaters to receive some funding from this Restart Act, it's called. And it will give them like a 7-year partial forgivable loan. Covers basically 6 months expenses. So it's a really good cause.
Wow.
And, you know, for every movie fan, I think you should definitely, or movie theater fan goer or whatever, you should just take the time to fill out the form. It's really quick. I got like 2 responses right away once I submitted it. And then days later, I got another response, and it had an actual in-depth report about what the Restart Act is. So it's really fascinating, but it helps businesses out. It might also help out restaurants. I'm not sure. It's something I didn't know about. So yeah, definitely give that a look-see.
If you're not a big movie person, at least save the popcorn, right?
You're right. Yeah. You know, think of that. Yeah. Popcorn. If you don't like the theater experience, save the concessions, man. That's
there we go.
I love picking up. I pick up popcorn from Fridley, especially, and I love it. Oh, it's so good. You can just drive up and they just bring it out to you.
That's nice.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with that.
Are they still doing that? I should definitely look into that.
Yeah. They're doing
popcorn and.
They're doing food as well, drinks, everything pretty much. Their food's really good.
The Palm is open now, right?
Yes. Yeah, it mm-hmm. is. Yep. They're showing older movies, and yeah, they're offering all the food you can come pick up. And yeah, they actually have a good food. Like, there's like a restaurant inside, and I had a burger there once. It was so good. It was really good, like top notch. So definitely worth getting food if you don't want popcorn. But, you know, luckily, they have that to offer, you know. Other theaters don't have, like, hot food to offer, or just, you know, they're under capacity. They can't, you know, produce popcorn for people or whatever. But, you know, drive-ins are making a hell of a comeback right now. So maybe you shouldn't get rid of those. Maybe you should keep them around, you know. Hell, they're doing concerts like that, I guess, too. Just park your car somewhere, and there's a stage, and you just watch them, so... Yeah, it's
that's cool.
Crazy times we live in. It's kind of like, I don't know, I wouldn't say Mad Max like, but yeah, it's definitely different. So for those who don't know, Iowa, we had maybe other parts, we had that terrible storm come through last week, which was like, what's it called again? I always forget the name.
Draco? Oh yeah, that too. I call it Draco.
Draco?
Draco Malfoy.
There you go. That was wild. I didn't know it was like hurricane like conditions, and man, it just it knocked all of us on our ass, and some other places even worse. But I was without power for a few days, and Megan, you were without power for like 24 hours, and Mitch, luckily he knows a guy, and he didn't have any power outage. So
yeah. Well, we just got lucky. I think West Des Moines was kind of before the storm really got crazy.
Oh, it was nuts. My dad was actually building our new deck, and we were out talking to him, and we heard the sirens, and we're like, I don't think we're supposed to get, you know, I was kind of like, is this Saturday? Are they supposed to be testing, or what's going on? And then my stepmom phoned us and said, hey, there's a big storm coming, and he, right when he took off, it hit, and it was just chaotic. It was crazy. So, yeah, that was definitely a bad week for sure.
Yeah,
it just makes you appreciate things, you know, you normally take for granted. Power.
Oh yeah,
power is a big one. So, but yeah, you know, all these theaters closing and they're not showing all these new films. You know, a lot of studios are postponing their release. You know, because they got a lot invested in these films. Mulan is actually making the jump straight to Disney Plus. So we did do a poll because it's going to cost $29.99 to rent it, not buy it, rent it. So A lot of people are not on board from what I've found out there. Take it you guys probably won't pay for this, or what are you thinking?
No, I'm not a big enough Disney fan.
I just wonder if it was if they're upping the price because they were expecting it to do well in theaters and they want to earn their money back. I mean, I don't know how much it costs to make it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, well, and I think they're also very confident now they can get that turnout, a good turnout, if they go right to Disney Plus, because they, I think they just hit over 60 million subscriptions, and they've only been around for 9 months.
With this whole, you know, these apps and stuff like on Roku and Apple TV and all that, I mean, they have to be making hand over fist right now because nobody's going out. The price of you know, cable is getting so high, and when you can switch over to like a select service like this, where it's, you know, $10 or whatever the case may be, it's kind of a no brainer when it comes to the fact that you really don't have to worry, you know, about spending too much per month, and you can kind of budget your billing a little bit better.
Yeah,
as far as that goes. So I'm surprised that. And there has to be some sort of equation that they use to come with that price, just based on the fact that they probably know that if somebody rents it, right, there's going to be X amount of people watching it. So then they try to base the rate off of, well, how many people do we think is going to be sitting at home? And maybe I'm just talking out my rear end, or maybe there is some actual thought behind it. But why on earth would you charge the same price for buying the movie when it comes out on Blu-ray or whatever? Than it is just to rent it.
Right.
You know, and I also heard that Disney's looking to remove their 4K, or what is it, their Blu-ray stuff from physical.
Yeah.
Like a Blu-ray copy that you can hold in your hands.
It's a big threat.
Just moving it all over to a streaming service, so.
It's a big threat because, you know, they used to have, we're closing the vault. Remember those days? We're going to close the vault, so go get your Aladdin, you know, the fifth edition, whatever. Now they can say, you know, oh, you want this, you know, digital copy? Well, it's going to cost you. You know, I think they're going to be able to monopolize that, sadly, or change the content. Yeah. Let's say, you know, how they are changing some content now. You know, I mean, it's a serious issue, like the physical media going away. You know, it's kind of scary because it's like, you know, it's just like, you know, people have had those experiences where they have all those digital films, and let's say the service they have them through goes belly up or whatever. Some of them lost all that. Some were able to transition over to another, you know, site that bought them out. With Disney, like, I could see them, like, trapping you, kind of like, oh, you got all your films here or whatever. We got everything you want. We're going to up our fee, and you're going to have to pay it because otherwise you're not going to be able to see it. Unless you were able to buy it on, you know, physical media before. I think the $29.99, how they look at it as well is, you know, if you take an average family to the theater, you're going to spend well over that for tickets probably. So they probably think, well, you know, they could probably see families paying that. But, you know, releasing films directly to digital, that still has to get sorted out. Like, can these movie budgets remain high? You know, do they really get a lot of money back when they release that way? You know, versus the theater. And that's something to really take in.
They're going to have to figure out a way to minimize piracy because there's a lot of software out there right now that can basically skim off of what you're downloading at the same time. So, I don't know. It's like HDCP or something like that. Right now, I think they're on version 2.2. And if your HDMI cable can't uncode and then recode that back into the TV, or if it can't talk in that code, then your TV won't broadcast it. But
nice.
Yeah, I did a lot of research because I was just trying to figure out how to get the NFL Network because I've got the NFL thing on my phone.
And sure.
Sometimes they decide not to show a game I want to watch, and I can't cast it to my TV because of some NFL Network broadcasting rights. And so I was reading up on it, and they used to have this this device that you could hook up to your TV from your phone and display it wirelessly, or not wirelessly, but through that. But then they got smart and they started encrypting things. Well, that's when it got really fuzzy. So yeah, it's I'm sure they'll figure out a way, and it'll be really interesting to see how they attack that.
Yeah, if they, I mean, because
maybe that's a part of the $30 fee. I don't know.
It could be, and the Disney CEO did say this is a one-time event, so they're basically going to learn from it. And of course, if it turns out to be a success, then I think we have to probably worry about them actually initiating that to like every release almost. I don't know. You know, it's kind of a, I don't know. I don't want this film to flop. It does look good. I just, for that price, I don't know. And the other thing is you have to have the premium access to see this film. You can't just, it's not going to just come through your Disney Plus. You got to actually pay extra to see it. You get like, but like we've rented, since all this COVID started, we did rent a movie or two, new release, and you do get it for like 24 hours, so you could probably watch the hell out of it, get your money's worth. You got that, I guess. But again, if you take a family, right, to the theater to see it once, right? And let's say they got to get up and go to the bathroom and crap. You know, you're already, $29.99 is far less than what you'd pay if you had that experience and you can't see it again. It's still, I still get it, though. I mean, that is a hefty price, but it's Disney, and I'm sure a lot of people will, I can see a lot of people, I don't know, moderately be successful with this, but from what I've, you know, I've asked of people out there, like, yeah, most of the answers are no's. It's just, it's just like, yeah, because yeah, you know, if they release it physically eventually, like in 2-3 months, probably, yeah, you just buy it for that price and it's yours.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. It's coming out September 4th, so we will keep an eye on that and see how that goes for people and Disney, of course. That was a crazy decision. So, and, you know, they have, that's the other problem for Disney is they have so many properties, right? They own so much. So they have all these movies. They're basically on the shelf right now. They have the Black Widow film, you know, whatever other Marvel one they are doing. They own Star Wars. I don't know if Mandalorian's going to be a longer wait because of all this. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of a problem about owning everything. If things get shut down, it's like, well, I can't, you know, I can't just throw this out there. I'm not going to get all my money's worth. So it's crazy. It's going to be pretty interesting. So we'll see. Maybe if one of us gets it, we'll be kind and tell the others and have a big watch party. It's insane, but something to brighten your holiday future. Frosty the Snowman. Jason Momoa is going to voice the iconic character for a live action film. It's going to be produced by Jeff Johns. He'll be one of the producers. I think it's a Warner Brothers film they'll be working on. What I am excited about, and I know Megan loves Jason Momoa, so that's already a plus, but David Birnbaum, he wrote Elf, and he's going to write this. So this could very be another holiday classic. I don't think Momoa will appear. You'll just hear his voice. So, you know, he'll probably do some poetry like he likes to do.
It'll still be good.
Did you see that he just had his wife's Mustang rebuilt? Did you catch that?
I did see that.
That was pretty cool.
I think you posted it.
Yeah, I probably did. Yeah, that's pretty damn cool. That was very nice. He's a good guy, right? Represents Iowa.
I hope so.
Well, Megan knows him, right? You know him.
Personally, yeah. Everything. We chat daily. Yeah.
You get a part in Aquaman too. That'd be great.
Yeah, they asked me, since Amber Heard is, you know, going through it, if I would be interested in taking over her part, and I just said I was too busy. So.
She won't stop bashing her head into a wall.
Right.
That's craziness itself. Yeah, I don't know too much.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know too much about that, but her and Johnny Depp, they divorced, right? They divorced, they were married, and you know, big accusations across the board, but they're coming out of the courtroom. Are they still in court? I don't even know anymore. They're just...
No, I think it's done.
Sound like it's kind of a freak show. They're just like waving peace signs and stuff. Everyone's out watching.
I spent one evening just reading everything I could on that, and I feel like I know more than I ever wanted to know about their relationship. Yeah. I regret doing that.
Yeah. No kidding. Yeah, that was not... I saw the hidden camera footage she did when he like broke a wine bottle or something. I don't know. Man. Yeah, those two. I don't know who's really the hero in the situation.
Oh, and they really least text messages between her and Elon Musk. And I mean, it's just, you know, I'm all for Hollywood smut, I guess. But yeah. I feel like this was just, because it was presented as evidence, and it was just too much, even for me. Like, I don't need to know. I don't need to see those text messages.
That's yeah. Great.
And text messages between Johnny and, forgive me, the guy who played, he was in Avengers, and Iron Man. Oh, my God. Why am I drawing such a blank?
Paul Bettany.
I was just like, whoa, dude, what are you doing? Of course, they didn't know it was going to be public. Jesus. So, yeah, you guys excited about the new Frosty film?
Oh, I'd say so.
Yeah, Jack Frost comes to my mind. That was like the last live action snowman they did. Remember that? Michael Keaton?
Oh, yeah.
With Michael Keaton?
Yeah. He's like a rock star and he goes off the cliff. Yeah, that was a very long time ago.
Yep.
That was like on his way out when he before he had his big comeback. Yeah, August 22nd, DC Fandom's coming to town, just like Frosty.
Yeah, I just saw that in an ad. What's that all about?
It's just like a free 24-hour day event, basically a DC Con, you know, convention. So a bunch of panels and new footage they're going to show. I think the word on the street is the Batman. There'll be some footage on that. There's a Wonder Woman 84 panel, I think. They'll probably show some clips of that. The Flash.
Any news on Keaton coming back?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know if... That would be something if he showed up at this panel, because he is coming back for The Flash so far. They're in negotiations, but I think it's pretty much a done deal. I mean, especially once the public got a hold of it, they're probably like, yes, you have to put him in this film now. Otherwise, I'm not going. Right. So, they'll have a panel for that. There's a game announcement, which I think it could be Batman Gotham Knights. Black Adam, so The Rock will be there. The Suicide Squad 2, they'll be talking about that. I bet you're going to see a lot of footage, honestly, because, you know, we didn't really have a... I think San Diego did have a con this year, but, you know, it's all low-key because it's all digital and stuff, and Warner Brothers probably didn't have anything to say during that panel or during that con because of they wanted to do their own thing, basically. Probably a good time to, you know, because you don't have to... It doesn't take much. It's like, oh, just get a Zoom account and we can do a con, you know. But yeah, they'll have the Justice League Snyder Cut trailer, supposedly. It's free, so definitely I think we'll get a lot of cool news out of that. Anything you guys are excited about from that list?
It's online?
Yeah.
I just wonder if their servers will hold up.
Oh, God.
my only thing is I want to see the Batman stuff.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
I want to see The Flash because Keaton will probably be there. And there's been rumor Jeffrey Dean Morgan, might be in the movie as well. Multiple Batmans. So he'll be like the Thomas Wayne Batman. That'd be pretty damn cool.
Joey talks the Snyder Cut up so much that it makes me hopeful that it'll be better. And so I'm somewhat excited to see that.
I would put money on it. It's going to be better. I honestly would. Because I just feel like it's... I'm not saying it's going to be great. I'm saying it's going to be better than what we got. You know, it's going to be more of a complete story. And
I may just change my mind about how I feel about everything if it's as good as
Affleck's Joey's the best, right?
Right, yeah.
As long as that holds true, it's going to be amazing.
I think it will because Stephen Wolf's getting like a remake. He's going to look more menacing. Just all kinds of stuff. Cyborg was supposed to be like the main character in that story. Like it was all about him because the mother box made him and. Darkseid was supposed to be shown. There's all kinds of stuff that was supposed to happen, and they just totally dropped the ball. You know, they really pissed it away. But luckily, we're getting this second chance. So, yeah, he's able to go on to those Zoom meetings. I think a friend of a friend hooked him up with that, so he's actually present when they announced it. And yeah, he's totally on board. He's definitely like Snyder Cut Crusader. Which, you know, I am too, but I'm not going to like, you know, I'll hope for it, but I'm not going to go out there on the street or anything. Not to say he is, but, you know, it was something I thought we'd maybe get a documentary someday about what could have been. But, I mean, this is great, though. HBO Max, you know, that's definitely going to get people to, I think, subscribe more. I don't know how they're doing right now. I'm sure they're doing pretty well. They're going to the DC Universe stuff. You know, they had that DC Universe app. I haven't had it for a while, but they had good programming. They had the The Titans live action show, very serious tone, pretty damn good. They had Swamp Thing, which was amazing, I thought. And Harley Quinn, that cartoon, that's carried over to HBO now. So is Doom Patrol. Doom Patrol's really good. So they're actually going to carry over everything. I think DC Universe is going to cease to be, and it's just going to go all into HBO Max. That's what it sounds like anyway, which is great. You don't have to pay for two services, you know? So
yeah,
I'm excited. Yeah, and it's a bummer because, you know, Wonder Woman 84, we could have seen that by now. And who knows when we're going to get to see it. I mean, maybe they'll announce it's coming right to, you know, it's going to bypass the theaters. I'm not sure. But, you know, it's an exciting day, really. If you got nothing to do, it's like all-day event. Sounds like everything on there is worth watching. Probably some you could skip, you know, obviously. But because, you know, YouTube will just flood with the new released clips and all that. So, but yeah, I'm excited.
Are you going to be there, celebrity-wise?
Well, I mean, we're talking Wonder Woman panel. So Gal Gadot, probably the whole cast of each of these films. The Flash, if Keaton is on board, truly, he should be there, I would say. And Ezra Miller, and I think maybe Ray Fisher, who plays Cyborg, might be present. Then you got the Batman, so you'll have Robert Pattinson and the rest of the cast. Zoe Kravitz, I think, is one of them. So, yeah, I think you're going to have all these. Black Adam will have The Rock. Suicide Squad, that cast is crazy. There's Pete Davidson's in that. Tons of people. I just can't remember right now. But James Gunn's directing that, so he'll be there. And then the Snyder Cut trailer may be dropped. And so Zack Snyder will be there for that. And there might be actually an announcement of Superman. You know, Henry Cavill's coming back, and he's going to have another movie, hopefully.
Don't tease. Don't tease like that.
I can see that happening. I mean, I think we all here want to see another Man of Steel film, right? I do.
I want to.
He's like Christopher Reeve on steroids. I know people are like,
Speaking of Pete, if he was ever made for a movie, it was Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
He just would fit into that world.
Well, that movie is just like, I don't know if you've seen the costumes, but they're so out there. You've got all these crazy characters that it's just, it's going to be like Guardians probably, but might even be like more ridiculous. It's going to be really interesting to see how that movie is. And, you know, speaking of Pete Davidson, I really did want to see his film. Is it The King of Staten Island? I do want to see that still. That didn't go to the theaters.
It's still out to stream, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I'll pay, like, you know, like, for a movie that's been out already, you can rent. It's like $6 maybe for a night. Like, I'd pay that, but I don't want to pay $20. I'm sorry. You know, it's got to be something really worth it, you know? Yeah, of course, my kids, they've been able to utilize that. We got to watch Trolls World Tour, which I was like, fuck, we paid $20 for this? But if we went to the theater again, it would have been outrageous. Because, you know, they each have to have their own popcorn and drink and... It's crazy. It's crazy taking family to theater. It's just nuts. Freeloaders, you know. But yeah, more great news. Well, however you want to look at it. This just got announced. We're going to get a Planes, Trains, and Automobiles remake starring Will Smith and Kevin Hart. Yeah.
Productions. It's Kevin Hart's production company.
Oh, is it?
Taking it.
You know, if it's... I don't know if... I'm okay with it. I don't know if there'll be different characters or they're going to actually remake it, you know?
A scene for scene type remake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something original.
Yeah. Totally agree. Yeah. That movie's so classic. I mean, you had Steve Martin, John Candy. It was a John Hughes film, top of his game. You know, he was the king of the 80s pretty much with his. He made so many films. It's crazy. But yeah, the movie, for those who don't know, and if you don't, you should go see it. What's wrong with you? It's mismatched businessmen trying to get home. And it's a Thanksgiving Day film, which that's the only one I can think of. Yeah, that's like the only Thanksgiving film I know. And it's so good. There's so many mishaps. It'll be interesting to see if Will Smith and Kevin Hart, if they got good chemistry. I'm sure they do. Kevin Hart and The Rock might have been a better. But, of course, they do everything together. So probably would have been overkill. But I think Will Smith is going to be involved with producing as well. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not, like, outraged by this. I don't know. What do you guys feel about this?
Have Will Smith and Kevin Hart ever been in a movie together?
I don't think so.
It feels like they have, but I don't think they have.
I don't think they have.
But they're kind of similar in a way, like humor-wise, so maybe it just feels like they've been in a comedy together, but I don't know. Kevin Hart's he's been teamed up with Ice Cube before, but Ice Cube's definitely not Will Smith, so I don't know.
I just like people who balance each other out.
A
little bit more.
Well, and gosh, with Smith and Hart, you know, egos, who knows if that's going to be a good production at all, you know, behind the scenes. I don't know how that works, but, you know, because they're just so on top of the game pretty much. Smith's having a pretty good comeback, I think. And yeah, I think I can see them mesh pretty well. He doesn't look it, but, you know, Will Smith's in his 50s, and I think Hart's in his late 30s, 40s, maybe early 40s. It won't look like they're like a big age difference unless they're gonna play off that. I'm not sure, but it'll be interesting to see if they're totally different characters or not. You know, like it could exist in the same universe, but I don't see it being a classic. Maybe it will. I just the original had so much going for it. I don't know. It's gonna be really tough to top.
I don't see it. I don't see them ruining it. You know, I don't see that.
I can see it being pretty good.
I do think it'll stand on its own, though.
Yeah, and that's totally fine. I think that's fine. It's just, and if anything, it'll probably get people interested in seeing the original. So,
yeah.
You know, everything gets remade and rebooted, whatever. I'm not too outraged by it. Surprisingly, I'm not. I just like, another classic. I
feel like that's the new norm in Hollywood anymore. Let's just remake it.
Well, you know, someone pointed this out years ago, like, why don't you just remake the shitty ones that kind of had some cool ideas, but they were terrible films, you know? It's like, why don't you remake those for the better?
That is actually a great idea.
Yeah, because there is a lot of films out there. There were some cool things about it, but yeah, it just didn't work. And it's like, yeah, why don't you do a rewrite? And yeah, I don't know, maybe that'll be the next phase.
Yeah, I'm going to steal that from you now.
I know, unless they, you know, maybe they'll call this movie something totally different and it'll be its own thing. It'll just be kind of like that. I don't know. Yeah, I know. It kind of gets, yeah, I mean, they've remade things forever, but not as much, you know, at a time. It's been kind of spread out and it's usually something that can be, I think in the past when they remade something, they did it to make it better. And I think, I think now they're just kind of doing it to do it, you know. It's like, oh, we can get that, you know, recognition just taking this old property and moderating it up a little bit. So I don't know if, you know, a lot of these remakes are really in the business of making it better than the previous one. And I think that's kind of like what you got to think about when you're going to do something. Like, you're going to bring something new to it. Is it worth it? Maybe just come up with your own idea. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But like, you know, we have to wait for all this COVID stuff to stop or slow down, you know, because productions are gradually getting back up and running, but there's so many restrictions. Like, it's going to be crazy for the actors because they, you know, I think I was listening to or watching Joe Rogan and they're talking to Rob Lowe, actually. It was a good episode. And Rob Lowe's on, oh gosh, it's some 911 show. It's just a crazy soap opera-like show. And he was talking about the production schedule. Like, the lighting crew comes in, lights it, and then they leave. And then the actors have to come in, do their thing, and they leave. It's like no one is sharing the same space anymore. It's like, you know, you're all separated. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Most of these films, I don't know when they'll get made. I mean, it'll probably be a few more months. But, you know, hopefully that gives them time to work on a great script, right?
Well, I
would think so.
Yeah.
If anything, more rewrites or something, you know, coming up with a better idea.
Yeah, and I don't even know if they, yeah, it's hard to say, you know, because I think a lot of these films are pretty decent when they're written, but once you get to the test audiences, I think that's when it gets really shitty. You know, it can. Studios get involved and they're like, oh, we got to cut this and cut that. And
I wonder how many messed up or darker scripts are going to come out of this whole COVID thing, or just just crazy far-fetched ideas that is going to come out after everyone's been.
You know, there's going to be shitloads. I mean, there's just going to be all kinds.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well,
it gave people a not long enough break to get creative again.
Well, look at it this way. It might not all be about COVID, but they might adapt like the experience to like a zombie film. I know we've seen zombie films, but you know what I mean? Like they can, they probably have a better insight about what it's like to go through something like this, and then they can adapt it to something else or choose to exploit this recent one. I think you're going to get a lot of, you're going to get a lot of horror films for sure. I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
There's going to be a lot of crazy shit, which, you know, hey, that it's, I, you know, there's going to be obviously some terrible, some pretty good, and some really good. And yeah.
But would anybody see it, you know, at that point? You have to think about it. Like, do you really want to relive that? No, we don't. So.
Yeah. I mean, if I had it, I, you know, it was traumatic, probably not. But yeah, if I was just kind of like, you know, done what I did and, you know, just kind of shut in, maybe I could see that for sure. Out of the intrigue, you know, like. You know, people go through that. Of course, I don't know if you've ever seen Outbreak, but that was, you know, I've seen some of those virus movies before. Contagion, I have not seen. And I heard when this all started, so many people wanted to see it just to get an idea.
Yeah, they were asking people not to. That's the one with Kate Winslet and Gwyneth Paltrow. And,
yeah, it's a big cast.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Pretty scary.
Don't watch it. Well, I saw it before. It wasn't at the time. Because I saw it before, way before COVID, but I wouldn't recommend watching it now.
Have you guys ever seen Outbreak?
Mm-mm. No.
Never seen it? Oh, I don't want to give it away then. It's got a hell of a beginning from what I remember. It's an intense film. It's very intense, but yeah, it stars Dustin Hoffman, Kevin Spacey before he was really known, and now he's not really. People don't talk about him, really. He had Cuba Gooding Jr. and Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman and Donald Sutherland. It's a really good film, and I think it's on Netflix. But check it out. That the beginning's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy scary. There's definitely a lot of good stuff out there to watch. So much stuff. It's hard to keep track of what you're supposed to catch up on, you know. I just checked this out, and I think, Megan, you knew about this. I don't know about if you knew about it, Mitch, but Morgan Cooper, he released this viral video of like a dramatic take on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I think he did it like last year. And I guess him and Will Smith are going to adapt this concept into a show, you know, revising the old show. It'll be like a dramatic remake, basically. But it's really cool. I think I just watched it today, actually. I was doing research and it was really well done. It's like, it's like, you know, they just take, I don't know. It's just like taking Full House, let's say, and dramatizing it, you know, like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but it's damn serious. It's not funny.
It is
dead serious and it's good. Like, and it's just like a short fan film, right? It's just, it looks like the damn thing was made. That's how good it is, I think. Like, you're like, oh, I'm ready to see more. And like, that's all they made. So, no, but you should check it out. It's really cool. And that's a nice, you know, that's great for the maker of that film. Because now he's actually collaborating with Will Smith. You know, everyone liked it that much. And it definitely, you know, it is interesting. Like, you know, we were just talking about the remake of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. But like, you know, that's something new to do with a remake is change the tone. That's maybe.
And it kind of comes out at a really good time, too.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
It's really highlighting those issues.
Sure.
And Will Smith talks a little bit about how there were darker elements to Fresh Prince that just couldn't be explored or talked about in the actual show. It was more of a comedic show, but they were always kind of there.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, they did what they could with some great moments. You know, it got serious here and there, but yeah, this definitely is very serious, but it also looks fun too. Like, you know, there is humor in some of the clips I saw, and you know, I don't think it's going to be all the time dead serious. There'll be funny moments like what life produces, right? There's funny moments, there's celebrations and all that. I'm really interested to see what they do with this. And it definitely is not going to be a revival like they've done with other classic shows. It's going to be its own thing. But it's kind of like, I guess you could look at it as like if they took it from TV and made a movie out of it, you know, more cinematic. more depth to it. But yeah, the original Fresh Prince ran from 1990 to 1996, and it starred Will Smith. Pretty much made him a household name. He, you know, of course, he had a successful rapping career before that, but he really learned how to become an actor with that show. I don't know if you've ever heard him talk about it, but the first couple seasons, he had to, he memorized everyone's lines, and he basically, like, as they spoke the lines, his mouth would move to the lines. So he had to break that habit because he was so prepared, you know, to go up with these other actors that he was just like, he knew what they were saying before they said it, you know, or as they were saying it, and you could see on the camera, I guess, sometimes. But I definitely prepared him, I think, you know, for, and I don't think he got really, I don't think he didn't get great dramatically until, I guess he did do something that was pretty dramatic during that time, but I didn't notice anything big, a big change in him until he did Ali. I don't know if you ever saw that film, but he played Muhammad Ali, and he got like super big for it, you know, and definitely upped his acting game. I think he got a nomination for that, and of course, you know, after that he's had other nominations, and yeah, he's a great actor, and yeah, that's nice that he appreciates what this guy did, you know, with his show, and it's like, hey, it finally gives us an opportunity to maybe explore some things we wanted to explore, you know, bring it to the forefront. So yeah, that's definitely something to look forward to. They're still shopping it around for distribution, so who knows who's going to get it. I can see HBO Max picking it up, but I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't think it'll be Disney.
I'll have to go back, but I thought, unless it was just, I thought it was YouTube, but I'll go back and look.
Oh, it could be YouTube, yeah.
Yeah.
It could be. I'm down. I'll see it wherever. It's definitely not going to be Disney Plus. I'm taking it, so... But speaking of Disney Plus, I don't know if you guys are big Tron fans. Have you seen Tron? Any of you? Tron Legacy?
No.
Well, it's you know, it's a cult classic, the first one, and they made Legacy many years later. The first Tron movie came out in 82, and Legacy came out in 2010. So basically, it's like this game maker. He gets sucked into the machine, and he's battling people. They're like avatars, kind of the real people out in his world. You know, like his boss, he's basically battling his boss in the game. His boss is all dressed up. It's really like ahead of its time. The first one, like the costumes and what they did to, there's like a neon look to it. They're both
Jeffrey
on.
Jeffrey Bridges is in that, right?
Yep. He's in that one and he's in the second one. And it was basically a cult following. I think they're both on Disney Plus right now. But yeah, they're pretty damn good movies, I think. The second one really tried to expand the universe. And it was a fine movie, I thought. It just, yeah, some of the, it had a lot of unanswered questions to it. You know, it proposed more questions or more possibilities and not enough answers or satisfaction. But it did have a cool, I think it had a pretty decent story. And they've been trying to make a third one for a very long time. So Megan's favorite actor, Jared Leto, is going to be in the third one.
What was his role in this again? I don't
know yet either. It's very not a lot of info on it, but yeah.
He's really trying, isn't he? He's really trying to just make a stake somewhere.
Yeah. Well, you know, I thought he did pretty good in Blade Runner 2049. That was a pretty good part. The problem is he always looks the same now. Morpheus, I guess, he looks a little different. That might be pretty damn good. That's that vampire one. He's doing, maybe he'll win your heart. I don't know, but I don't know.
I just feel like the only thing I really truly thought he was good in was the Dallas Buyers Club.
Well, yeah, that's and then after he's been riding that wave basically since then. You know, he's always
like trying to.
Yeah,
he needed to be more, I think, selective in what he was choosing to. He was just like, oh, I'm a big name actor. I'm going to take that now and take that too.
Yeah.
But didn't do it well enough.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if this will be good for the movie or not to have him a part of it. I'm not sure. As long as he doesn't do some crazy on the set antics, like send out condoms or whatever. If any of that was really true when he was the Joker on the Suicide Squad set, I guess that was kind of craziness. You know, he really got into his character, you know. He like shaved his eyebrows and shit and he wanted to make that. And, you know, to be fair, I think if we saw more footage of his Joker, I think we'd have a better maybe a little more appreciation for it. Not to say it was going to be better than Ledger's or not, but it probably took his performance to get you Joaquin Phoenix's performance, you know?
I was going to say, I just don't know at this point. I mean, I know Heath Ledger is gone and everybody really loved him as Joker, but after seeing Joaquin Phoenix, I just feel like, I mean, and now seeing all that behind the scene footage, and I have so much respect, more respect for that movie than I did when I first saw it. So,
yeah, no, yeah, I think it took Leto to attempt it to pave the way. You know, I think if anything, you could, you know, appreciate him doing that or be thankful he did that, because you probably wouldn't get the Joaquin Phoenix Joker film, because it probably made it okay to be the Joker again. You know, it's like, because after Ledger, it's like, no one, I don't think, wanted to really touch it, you know, and yeah. But yeah, with Leto, with Tron 3, I don't know what character he's going to be. It's going to be the indie director, Garth Davis. He's going to do this film, and it's pretty much a new story. It's not really a sequel to Legacy, but the Legacy cast could return, which Jeff Bridges is a part of. So the creators said Disney Plus will, you know, this movie's been in development hell for a long time, and they've got a good script now, and they basically said Disney Plus can help make more things possible. So it might be released strictly to that. I'm not sure. Daft Punk, they did the soundtrack to Tron Legacy, which I have. It's a very good soundtrack. You don't even have to see the film to appreciate it. It's just really damn cool. So I recommend checking that out, or, you know, YouTubing some of the soundtrack even.
Didn't they take a Journey song in that too and redid it?
I don't recall. But outside of that film, maybe they did. I don't know. Pretty good though. But yeah, it's a hell of a soundtrack. I'm excited for Tron 3, but yeah, everyone out there, if you haven't seen Tron or you want to see it, I think Disney Plus offers it up. So check that out. In closing, Knight Rider, the movie.
Now, is David Hasselhoff going to be in that?
It's still in development, but they have to have the Hoff. They have to. And he's got to sing one song at least, right?
Yes, or I'm sorry, as Galaxy would put it, Zardu Hasselfrau.
That was a good song. That's catchy as shit. I don't know why. It's good. I like the 70s throwback video they did.
It's like it's like the one David Hasselhoff song weird. I can really get behind.
Yeah.
I don't know. When you say his name, the only thing I can think about is just massive amounts of chest hair.
Oh, yeah.
He's
definitely rocking the hamburger meat.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Yeah. Well, I mean, Knight Rider is iconic. I don't know. Are you familiar at all with Knight Rider, Megan?
I'm not, no.
Well, it's basically a Tesla. There's a before
motorcycle
Tesla.
Motorcycle involved, that's all I know, right?
No, what?
No.
Oh, then I don't know.
No, it's a car.
Oh, a car, that's right. Sorry. Ooh, whoops.
You're fine.
What'd you think? How's it was?
Doesn't matter. It's not worth repeating.
I missed it, darn it. I'll play it back when I hear it. No, but Knight Rider was like, it was the car. It was awesome. The series ran from 82 to 86. It was basically the car of the future. Kind of a crazy concept, you know, like this old wealthy man made this car. David Hasselhoff's character was a cop who got like wounded really bad, so he gave him like a new identity, and then the old man's belief was one man could make a difference, and it had a...
Does he wear a leather jacket
yes,
in this movie?
Yes, yep.
Okay.
The car talks, it's Principal Feeny, William Daniels plays the voice. Mm-hmm. Kit... It was a hell of a show. It was fun, and yeah, he had all these screens in his console in his car. It was all decked out and just cool as shit, and it could jump, do all kinds of crazy stuff. And of course, as the show went on, it got more and more upgrades, and yeah, it made Hasselhoff a star. And they tried to reboot it back in 2008. Val Kilmer was the voice of Kit then. I don't know if you remember that, Mitch or Megan.
Oh yeah,
they used a Mustang. For it, the original car was a Trans Am or Firebird, something like that. Big ass car, the original. But yeah, Ford gave him a deal, so they did the Mustang, and it was a crazy reboot. It transformed, like, they're truly trying to get the Transformers people, you know, the fans. It could transform into a Ford truck. Just like anything it could transform into. Guess what kind of car it was? Guess what brand? You never guess.
What?
Ford. It was a Ford.
The new one? Yeah, the Mustang.
Yeah, they had a deal. They had a deal with Ford, so it was like a Ford sponsored show practically. Everything it turned into was a Ford vehicle of some sort. Ugh. But no, I'm excited for the movie. I don't, Mitch, you know, since you know more about Knight Rider, are you excited for this?
You know what? As long as David Hasselhoff makes an appearance, I'll be really happy. If it's something that's not, and it's going to be like another remake.
Do you want it to be a reboot or a remake? Like, reboot would be like they kind of honor what came before. Or remake, they just start from scratch, but maybe they could have Hasselhoff play Devin or, you know, some of the other characters from the old shows.
I mean, I have a feeling that they're going to be like, oh, let's get David Hasselhoff in here, but let's make him the voice of Kit, which then I'm going to be upset.
That's yeah.
It's a cop-out.
Unless they, like, pop the hood at the end and he's in the car. He's like, oh, hey. And then he gets out and sings.
Yeah.
Just really screw it up. I don't know. They've had all these, I don't know, you know, we've had a bunch of goofy franchises. They get these serious, believable updates, if you will, like Power Rangers that came out a few years back. That was a lot more serious. I don't know if you caught that one. Transformers, yeah. You know, they're basically more than selling toys. You know, they try to actually make a film out of these characters and, you know, have it be more about something relatable than action figures. But yeah, you know, we've had some of the goofiness remakes that just, you know, totally, you know, reuse those concepts and even enhance them, like the Baywatch remake, which Hasselhoff was in.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, so
that was a good one.
Yeah, so like that in 20, because they were trying to do like what 21, 22 Jump Street did, you know. It's kind of, I don't know if you call it a parody, but you know what I mean? It's like, they kind of make fun of the tropes of the old show they're based off of, but they actually amp up their, you know, current storyline, and it's very R-rated, of course, and stuff. So I don't know if I doubt this Knight Rider film will go in that path. I think it's going to be more serious, if I imagine, you know, if I could imagine. James Wan, who, you know, he's been a part of the Conjuring, Saw franchises, directed Aquaman. He's going to be producing this, I think, at least. Maybe he'll write or direct it. I'm not sure. Yeah, are you for a serious tone, you think, Mitch? Or how do you like your Knight Rider movie to be?
Serious with a slight hint of self-awareness funny.
Yeah. Do you prefer it to... I mean, do you prefer it to be like a kid discovered it or something and Hasselhoff's character is actually canon still? Or do you just think, oh, we'll just cast someone new as Michael Knight?
I don't know. I have to hear I almost feel like this is going to be something that I'd have to actually spend some serious time to think about.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, well, hopefully they're doing the same.
Yeah.
You know, since they're going to be involved in the creation of this show. Yeah, I don't know how I feel if it should honor, since they've tried to do the reboots before, it might be best just to start fresh. I am thankful, though, that this movie has been attempted for many years. I remember when the Fast and Furious franchise was, you know, kicking off. Hasselhoff was really excited. He's like, "Oh, we're gonna do something like that." And I'm glad that didn't work out because I think that would have been really dated and stupid. Probably, you know, I'm talking about the earlier Fast and Furious, even though they got super ridiculous after that. I'm hoping that a lot more realism, at least effects wise, you know, they try to ground it a little bit, but make it cool, you know, not too goofy, you know, like Kit sprouts wings or something. You're like, what the hell is this about? You know, or transforms into a truck like they did back in 08.
Yeah.
No, but you know, it'll bring new people on board of the Knight Rider concept. And you know, before you know it, Megan's going to be like, I need to watch the originals. You know, I love this show so much. And Jared Leto. And Ben Affleck was the best Batman.
Right.
Yeah, all that right. stuff.
There we go.
You guys remember that robot movie? Like, I don't know if it was in the 80s or the 90s. I don't know. I just remember seeing it when I was growing up. I don't remember the name of it. I just know it was a talking robot.
Talking robot.
I was trying to Google it.
Terminator?
My name, but... No. But I think they should remake this one. Hold on. See if I can find it.
Talking Robot. What was that?
Short Circuit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yep.
That was a great movie.
They should remake that. I would love to see that. A newer version of that.
Johnny Five.
They did. You know what? They did talk about a couple years back. Maybe they were going to do that again. Yeah, that'll be interesting, you know? Well, we got Short Circuit 2 as well. Don't forget that. So would you want a third film in the franchise, or would you like a whole new fresh start?
I mean, honestly, I don't remember how the second one ended. I hope to go back and watch it. So I don't know.
It was a goofy 80s sequel, you know. There was some cool stuff about it. But yeah, you know, obviously he got to do more things in it and more catchy lines and stuff. Yeah, they could remake that, sure. I bet they could. They definitely can't have Fisher Stevens play an Indian dude. That's for sure. You'll never see that again. Surprised they haven't removed that footage. I think he did a good job, but, you know, what do we know as kids? Holy shit. I was watching it years back with my kids, and just like all these films we grew up with, there's all these like languages like dickhead, dick breath, you know. I'm like, holy fuck, these are from our, like, how did we turn out so well? Or did we not? I don't know.
But I just don't think we understood what it meant.
Dick breath is in E.T. It's in E.T. when they're at the dinner table. He's like calling his big brother dick breath or something. I'm like, oh my God, this was the standards back then. They're like, yeah, this is a wholesome family movie. Dick breath.
That's awesome.
God. Yeah.
I don't feel like as kids, that's something that we picked up on, or if we did, we don't remember. But I definitely know that kids nowadays pick up on every single word.
Yes.
Everything.
They do. They do. My daughter was nervous recently that she was thinking the words, and she's like, I don't want to be in trouble. Like, you're not saying them, you're just thinking them, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So it's like, relax. It's okay. Even though it's adorable sometimes when they curse, you know, out of accident, you're like, oh, I want to discipline you, but that was kind of funny. Just don't say it again. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much all I have, guys. Anything else? You want to recommend anything to watch, read, anything?
Oh, I don't. I mean, just check out stuff on HBO Max. It's going to be interesting here coming up.
Yeah. And the DC fandom event. That'll be something. Yes. I do want to see Citizen Kane. That's on HBO Max. I've never seen that film, so I want to check that out.
Oh, yeah.
That's supposed to be a classic. Rosebud. That was Orson Welles before he became an alcoholic. Me and Mitch played that a couple episodes back of Orson Welles drunk on his ass trying to film a wine commercial. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
In the peas, right?
The French.
It's funny because the actor's trying to
crumb coating. Ooh, crisp crumb coating.
What is this?
Oh,
God!
Orson Welles.
If you ever want to laugh, just Orson Welles doing voiceovers for TV shots. It's absolutely hilarious. He goes into this tirade about how it just doesn't sound. He says, "I know it's grammatically written correct, but it doesn't flow. That's not how anybody would say it. Come on."
What's his name?
Orson Welles.
Oh, Orson Welles. Yeah.
Orson Welles.
Yeah.
War of the Worlds.
Send me that yeah. After this.
Okay.
I will. I got nothing but time.
Are you on it, Mitch?
Yes. For the French.
Well, Mitch introduced me to the one where he's talking about frozen peas, and that was hilarious, oh, yeah. Too. Just a barrel of laughs, but it's kind of sad at the same time.
There was a slight gunk on the recording. Well, what the hell is a gunk?
Oh, I bet he made every producer just have a shitty day. They're like, oh my God.
Oh God. Well, you're talking to the guy who made the greatest film according to, you know, like any cinema historian.
Right.
And he's just shredding who's ever trying to direct him just in that ad. It's hilarious. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, guys, anything else?
That's it.
Yep. I don't have anything yet. It's just slowly getting back into the world here. So.
I hear you. Well, yeah, thanks a lot for doing this. And, we'll be back. Same bat time, same bat channel, which that doesn't exist because It's not really a channel or a time. Anyway, I'm Josh.
I'm Mitch.
I'm Megan.
Take care.